Shami Brachos, Daf Lamentes. The Mari continues with the Sigya of the Kanis Ezra, where Balkeri has to be Tovel before he can learn Torah. So the Mari discusses. Yesterday was mentioned that the Kanis Ezra was because they wanted to go ahead and prevent people from being Matashmish, you know, more than Yosemi Dai. So putting a restriction that they have to go to the mikveh would restrict that. So Mari has a different svara. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, different opinion. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, kol atzman lo hizkiru as tefilah zosel bnei Talmud. The only reason for tefilah is only in order for the sake of reason of because of for the Talmud, in order to go ahead and to increase the Talmud Torah. Why? Shema ta'ayim eshu mutter, if we tell me that he's allowed to go learn, even though he's a balkeri, even if the Tashmish is allowed to go ahead and learn, then Afayim he'll say, I'll go and have more Tashmish. And then, and I'll go back and learn later. I got to learn whatever I got to do. I got to finish my Yerushalmi, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. So let me first have my Tashmish, and then I'll finish it, and I'll come back, and I'll learn. I'll come back and learn. Gemara says, in that case, you can't do. Once you say that, and it's usher to do without going to the tefillah, without going to mikvah, then Bashanah Kotzorcho. First go, and he won't bother with that. He'll go and learn his Kotzorcho. He'll do whatever he has to do. Memela, he won't be Mevatel Torah. So the, he thinks that the Mevatel Torah, he thinks he'll come and learn it, but the whole entire night, he'll think that he's going to be able to go learn and have a clear mind, but it doesn't work that way. And therefore, for the reason of learning Torah, that the, says the Pnei Moshe, once you have to go ahead and require tefillah, then we're saying that he would not go and have tashmish first. He would first go to learn Torah, and therefore it's so that takana was made, but dafka not to minimize tashmish, but rather if I care to be marbet talmud Torah, that was the purpose, the reason for the takana. The takana says the Gemara. Tam and Amran, they said in Bavel, I feel Lishmoa Divrei Torah Zasser, even just to listen to Divrei Torah Zasser. Now, what does that mean, Lishmoa Divrei Torah Zasser? Because we said before, we had this the other day, that a person, when you daven, and the person is Balkeri, so you're not supposed to hear your words. Saying Krishma, it's the hearing of the words is what's Zasser. You're allowed to think, you're allowed to even say it, but you can't let yourself hear it. So therefore, Divrei Torah Zasser, to hear it, to be considered also. The makshava of Torah that you can do, but you can, hearing of the words, that's what the problem is, that's what you can't do. So again, the reason for this is the same idea that we mentioned, that the concept of it, in Bavel, is to come up this halakha, and the question is whether it applies in Eretz Yisrael or not. The Achronim speak about this, the dafka that the lashon of Taman Amr that says the in Bavel, as the Pnei Moshe says, La Fuke Eretz Yisrael, or does it include even Eretz Yisrael? Just that the takana was the halacha was made there, but that's a shaila in the Acharonim. However, the concept is though that even though you're allowed to think of Divrei Torah, but you can't say the words, Kachdin Shemei Kaona, that would be considered usher to be able to do. We would not allow you to do that. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Tinu the halacha of Balkeri. Amar Rabbi Yonah Batitos Rabbi Akiva B'Shem Rav Elazar Ketchila. When it was originally given, when Torah was given in Sinai, then the halacha was they only heard the words. Why? Yet it's Hanukkah and Shoshu B'Yom and the Gashu. It says over there that they don't come the 3 days of Koneir. I don't have Tashmish. Therefore, you won't be a Balkeri B'Shas Man Torah. And there was only listening to it. They didn't do anything more but listen. You see, the Chayra, just like in Torah, just like in Sinai, it was the listening to Torah was what was usher. The Balkeri, that's why the Torah made them, that Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh them to separate for 3 days. So too, therefore, the Kanes Ezra is ka'ein that, the same idea, that you should go ahead and be masakin, that you should be able to separate the Shad Nakeri, the Keri be considered Asr by Divrei Torah. That was the way, since by Messias Torah is that way, so the same thing we applied here as well by by the Keshkir, that's Kramel. You know, it's the same idea we find. And this is what we do where Ezra was Masakin Kain the Torah. Like Chazal, we see for the Chazal Masakin Kain the Rai Satikin. So the same idea, the same requirement. Therefore, we see the source I'll therefore not be able to listen to Divrei Torah even when your person is a Baal Keri. Says the Gemara, Tanazavin, lead those to heal others. Learn the Halakha and Abraisa. Halakha and Abraisa that says that the Zavin is the one that deals with the Karim and Torah. All these type of Yisuri Tumah can go ahead, can learn Torah, can read Torah. Shari Medrash, learn Medrash, Halakhas, learn Halakhas, Agados, and learn Agada. Valkeri also Bakulam. Valkeri is also in all of them. Now again, what are all these separate things that we find? We find the Lashon is met. All these things are Aser. That these things are Medrash is Torah's Kohanim, the Rosh Mishalor say. Halakhas is Mishnayas, and Agados is like Rashi's Rabbah, Shmos Rabbah, Vika Rabbah, etc. But the Valkeri is also in everything that's Aser. Why is it Aser? Why would this be Aser? Why should this be more than those? They're also Din Tumah. Why would this be considered more? So the Rosh Mishalor says the reason is Ein Olam Mitol Kalos Rosh V'Zokos Hadas. Because how does a person become a Valkeri? But not just the fact that a person had Machshavas Rosh, a person had the raw Machshavas, and therefore it's sort of like an extra Knas. Other things, the stamatum is neither person's adab, that's out of your control. And neither these things that happen are your ledes, nothing to do with a person's rata. It just happened. The Eibishter made it happen. Mamela is din tuma, that's a din tyra. However, we allowed you to do these type of learning. But Balkeri is sort of on his own, he caused himself to do it, as the Rashi Salur says. Mamela, therefore, that would be considered as a bekulam. Havacha Baracha Leshabat disagrees, and certain halakos in Hashananias. No, you can learn halakos. But you can't do agados. That you can't do. What's the reason why not? So the what's the reason why not? They says shaynish and agados the darshin mikros. Those things you darshin mikros. Since you're darshin, it requires thought, and therefore again a person is yamarachim says the Pnei Moshe agados b'shimshe libosh l'adanimshak. People like that type of learning. Maybe they're going to spend extra time be marachim and ayin more into them that we don't want you to do. However, and it's shakar, but halakhas you can learn. Halakhas is something you review, you know it well. And the mela there you can do. And then we're going to explain even more in a minute why different halakhas are specifically mutter. Tana we learned in a brisa, same idea. Yosi, same idea. Shine halakhas regilos. It doesn't say halakhas, but halakhas regilos. Halakhas that you're familiar with, which means that that you know them. The halakhas are shkuras bepiv. Says the Rosh Lu, means even mishnayos. Doesn't only mean halakhas. It means even Mishnayos Shkuas Bepiv, because a person repeats them Baal Peh. Mishnayos, they used to learn it with a sing-song, and therefore it's Regilos, and therefore that halakha, you don't have to be ayin in them, therefore that we allow you to do. But I should say, as long as you don't go spend too much time, don't be marach too much, don't make drushes, don't probe into its depth, don't look into its depth too much, according to Pnei Moshe, don't spend too much time in Havana. Another way to say it, about Yaski Askaras, you're allowed to learn, as long as you learn Allah, learn Mishnayos, but don't mention Askaras, mention the shames of Hashem, that you can't do. That is something that's considered Asr, the Askaros. Again, the Rosh Mishlu says, the Askaras Shalom, that shame Hashem you find in those Mishnayos, those Allah you can't do. But there's the Mishnah itself that you could do. The Mishnah itself, halakhas itself that you can do. Says the Gemara. A Maisa Nageya, we'll see a few Maisas Nageya to the idea of being Balkari. I can't learn. Avzira came in front of Rabbi Yossi. And he said, Les Len Rebbe, where should it be Rabun, Pirkei Balayla? Doesn't Rebbe teach us, me and Rabun together, every night you teach us halakhas, which means you lick his halakha at night before the day starts. Even though it could be that some of us are a Baal Keri and they didn't do tefillah, and yet you learn with us. Isn't it true? Don't you learn with us? I'm a lay, so Yasser said yes, he learns with them. Now again, what's the idea? That why we'd be allowed to go ahead and learn with them? Ismar said yes, he agreed that they learn with them. They learn with them even at night, even though they weren't taught with Keri. Didn't we say that tefillah's Keri, you're not allowed to learn Torah? So why would he teach them Torah? So the Mefarshim say there are several reasons that are brought down. One of the reasons is that Pei Moshe says that don't you learn Mishnayos? Yes, he said yes. Do says Kasha Eini Mishnayos Shayna B'Leb Tefila. I learned Amashgiras Avashon. I watch B'Leb Tefila. And he talked more simply Halacha that they would be able to go ahead and not worry about the Halacha because they go. He knows that they're going to go ahead and go do Tefila. Make sure they go do Tefila. And then, you know, it would be in Frasim, says the Pei Moshe. In Bnei Yosef Leitzin, Shimon Shuboka Zeh, Aya, Misha, Yezh, he would tell him, you have to go to Tefillah, go to Tefillah. So we'll keep in mind, we'll remind them, a person's not going to forget to be Tovel. So Meila, therefore he says, you can learn with them things that they know, that are simply review the halakas, and we'll deal with it then, later. We'll explain later, remind you later that you have to go, that you have to go to the, and therefore that's why he would allow them. If you look at the Mari Pulta, he brings down a second Svara, that maybe the reason why they did it, because he held that there is no din of Ezra, that they were Vatel Ezra, as we'll see now in opinion, Vatel the Takanis Ezra. And maybe he said, I'll learn with you because I'm not worried about Tumas Keres. There's several different explanations why he said that he wasn't Makbin on learning with them, even though without asking them in case they became a Keri Balayla. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba learned with Nechemiah's son. He learned the halacha at night. He learned by Rabbi Nechemiah by Laila. He learned with his son. So Mar said, "Who's Safram?" Later in the morning, he would say to his son, "My Yosla Avido Yezal Viritin. Whoever has to go and do mitzvah, whoever has to go do tashmish." Mar said, "Whoever did tashmish, go ahead and go. Make sure you do tefillah." In other words, he agreed to learn with them about carry four. You can do that; it's not a problem. And Nela, now in the morning time, now he said you have to go. Now you can do so. Now the question: why not? In other words, because again, go to Pnei Moshe, same svara in this maisa, because he said he held that there was no mvatel, and therefore there's no din of to maskeri balayla. Mela, therefore, he says, go ahead. It was noyik for them to go ahead. They can learn without the tefillah. He wouldn't have the problem to tell them. So then Mavasim later, if they want to go, they could tell them later to be tefillah. But other Mavasim learn, no, that really bad Sam, you need tefillah. So why over here at night did he allow himself to learn with them at night? Dafka, because at night was dangerous. They couldn't do tefillah. It was dangerous to do tefillah at night. Mamela, therefore, he waited till the morning when it was no longer dangerous, not a sakana. And now he told them to, now we'll go ahead, and now you could go, it's no longer dangerous, now you can go ahead and do tefillah. That is the way some of Mavasim learn the Gemara. Much of the third mice. A person got up, learned in a brisa. A person got up to learn to read the Torah. Who was about Betzivan? He was a Balkari, and he got up to read the Torah in Betzivan. When he began to the Hashem of Hashem, he began to Magamgim. Didn't want to say it. Finish saying that you're not supposed to say the skara to say Hashem's name. You shouldn't say it. So that's why he was Magangim. He was this is a similar idea. We had this in the Bavli as well, the same Isa. So he was Magangim, and Thomas Magangim. He was trying to make it that he should not be able to have to say an askara. So I'm going to say, I heard that, Pesach, Picha, Yarvinach, open your mouth and say the words, and therefore you got to go say the psukim, you can even say the askaras, and it's not a problem, because there is no Tekanis Ezra. He was Mavatal Tekanis Ezra, and therefore able to do so. So the Rashmi Salui asks an incredible question from the Rishayim. He quotes Rav Yisha Arayvit, Kivan Tekanis Ezra, how is it possible you don't say right away, say don't worry about it, you can go continue saying the psukim and askaras, don't worry about it, you can say it, it's not the Torah, it's not miskabel tuma. Ezra Sefer is metamed takanas Ezra. Torah says mevatelit. How could he come later? Mevatel takanas Ezra. Ezra based dino. Ain bezin yochel mevatel v'chemed v'lekev gadol men v'chakum minyan. Therefore, we know he came mevatel. So, how was he able to come later mevatelit? Says the Rishon Slow quotes Tirith, the quotes from the Ravid, all Pasha Xerich Yisrael. Either you say it was never Xerich Yisrael anyway, only a certain group of people mocked it, and therefore he was able to mevatel it. Or you could say, either he's my Masik, Adem Nikoshmo. Or you could say, Fakert, is that he was number one, he made it that it could be that it was only a temporary thing as we made. He didn't make such a thing, Lakatchila. It was only something, That it was something later that it should be that they want to later Bezin wants to do it, they have a right to overturn it. The Rashi Masalu brings down the right reading in another Torah, that Miklal, it was never, he agrees that Rabbi Maseri said it was never Takanas Ezra. It was a Takana made at the time, and Ezra, they adapted it to Ezra's name because he made many Takanos. But it was never actually something that was done by him. And therefore he was able to go ahead and we pass like Yudah B'Maseri, does not apply today. So therefore, clearly, according to everybody, the Talmud Torah is mutter, to Maskeri, there is no restriction. The Gabi Tfila, what's the halacha shekhan we paskin that there is no takanas ezer even by Tfila? There are some who are machmir, and the Gemara is going to explain about the chumra. The Mishmur means that in halacha, those chumra, those are machmir. That's why they do go to the mikvah during today for Tfila. People go machmir to go to mikvah during the day. Mishmur speaks about the idea of not being mavatil the Tfila b'tzibur, which is a chiyuv, some say even a chiyuv daraisa going to some, in order to be able to be machmir on tumas keri. But again, in most of the vilt, it's not from the Hasidic stock, and I'm not been on tefillah and davening by tumas keri. Hezmar says in Bavel they were noyeg like the lakula like a Rita Mepseira. But no tamon, they were noyeg in them like these people, these kulas in three areas. Then the first sheep that you shear, the first wool you shear, you have to bring to Yerushalayim. We'll see what the Eliyahu Shita is. And the second kula is Yosher B'Klai Kerem. Klai Kerem, you have to go mix together, Minim, it's considered Yisr Kalayim, it's Asr. Kenevana. So the questions are, what was the Yosher's kula? We'll see. Are you the Messiah by the Kohen? And Arab, what we just quoted, are you the Messiah by the Kohen that were makele that there's not the Kohen Ezra applies today. And you can learn even with Tumas Keri. Now the Gemara explains, what were those kulas? Elazar b'sheis agaz, latam yonot in a b'raisa, or lo yoyme, ein reish agaz ele be'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. You know that there's a machlokes tanoim, and there's a sugya richta meseka schoolin. Does it apply to, is it one of the matas kun only applies to Eretz Yisrael, or does it apply even to chutz la'aretz? He held it only applies to Eretz Yisrael. It's a huge kula in Bavel and other places. So we make a like him. Yeshua b'kalayim, time under the brayis of Yeshua Yimet, Yehuda ben Chayiv, Acha Yizra Chita, Usa'ira v'chartzen m'pilis yad. The only time you over Yisra Kalayim, the raisa, if you sow together Chita, wheat, Sa'ira, Bali, Chartzen, and grape together, m'pilis yad, one maisa, m'pilis yad, one digging, with one thrust of the hand, you put all three together. Again, there are different Shitas here. Some say even if you only have one, just one thing alone is already considered a kalayim. Others say that it has to be here, similar in Shita Yerushalmi kalayim. We have two shitas over there, what Yoshi meant. One of the shitas are that it has to be only if you plant it in an existing vineyard, not that you plant it in something with that. It's not an existing vineyard, because it says in the pasuk that it has to be, you can't be a karmecha. Has to be, there's already a kerem. Then you plant those things, the kerem. Otherwise, it's not us. Ramaisa, again, the Bavli doesn't agree with that. Even Yerushalmi is in my cloakus about that. So the Yoshi's Mekel, that again has to be all these three things. We're paskin that Kalayim is not over to the Raisa until it's mixed together all these three seeds together. And we say about the Kohen, like we said, my man, the return of Kabbatumma. It's not Makabatumma, like we paskin. There's no Tukanis Ezra, Nagea to Talmud Torah today. And again, that's how we paskin the Kulyam. Says the Gemara. Yosi, another Maisa. Gemara says, Maisa about Keri again. Yosi, how far you have to go to Tefillah, to Tefillah, for Tefillah's Keri. Yosi about Yosi, Simta, the Lila. Yosi about Himalaya, was traveling on a donkey, about Simta in an alleyway, Belila, at night. Ravi, Kamar, Malibu, sorry. And the donkey driver was going after him, walking after him, leading him. Al-Kad Beishia, for Himalaya, they came upon a Beishia, a ditch of water. And Himalaya, the Bachamar, the driver, said to the Rav Yosi, well, Gavaway Maske, you know, I have to go. And you know, I want to be tovel. I want that. Who got that person? It's himself. He wants to go in and be masked to go into the mikvah to clean himself. So Malay said to Latiska, don't go and make yourself into sakana. Now, what's the pshat? Why did he want to go? What dafka did he want to go? What was the reason why he wanted dafka to go into the tefillah now at this time? You know, it's a he. So we'll see the Gemara and explain what the case was. You know, he wanted to go. It was besimta balayla, and Mamela. He wanted to go. The Gemara said that there was a Maisa. Chavita brings down the whole story in the Gemara that it was a Chamer wanted to go into the Gemara and wanted to be Tovel. So he said, you can't go because you're masaking yourself. So he said that the Gemara says he wanted to go ahead and masaking himself. Why? Because he was over in Isser. And Isser Chamer. Isser Eishas Ish. He was over in Isser and he wanted to Tovel. He thought that would be my tire him. There will be remove the chet. So he wanted to go in. So he said, don't go in. Why not? Don't get sakana either because it's very deep or because it's dark. He can't see. He shouldn't go in. He should not go into the thing. Don't be masakit. Don't make it into a sakana. Like that's sakana. Don't go into the thing because you're going to be sakana yourself. Put yourself in sakana. So Gemara says, Amalei said to him, he didn't want to listen, and he said to him, Manita Meshizo Gabra boy the Miskai. So he said to him, I wish know that person, myself, I want to go in because he was over Isser Ashes Ish with the woman of Zanida. So therefore such a chumadik a sin, he thought maybe I'll go into the mikvah and I'll be able to remove myself from the ketah, such a terrible chet. If you look at him, he said, even so, Lotus got no good. You still not put yourself in sakana. You can't do it. It's another aveira. Shmat was not shaseka. Don't make yourself do it. You did one aveira, don't do another aveira. Give him a shmale, you didn't listen to him. And he went in anyway. So Amalei said to him, it should be that that person go down and not come up. But then Avalik, talk happened, he didn't come up. Now, what's the pshat over here? Why would he go and tell him he should not get up? Why did he curse him he should not go up? The idea was because he didn't listen to the words of the because you went and listened to the words of the Chachamim who say you can't put yourself in sakana, and you did it anyway. So but that person deserves not to be over Yisr itself. He should be over in Yisr to die himself because of that alone. Didn't listen to the words of the Chachamim, and Mela, therefore he had no reason, no had to be able to live. He was mevatel the words of a Chacham, and therefore he was not allowed to. He should not have been allowed to live anyway. And therefore, he told him that he should not get up. The Ma'ariv Fulda says in the bottom, that's why Taka deserved the Misa anyway. He saw that someone was tying himself on a rope, and then he was put on a ship. He was putting himself into the sea, to eat Vitova. Somebody said to him, Yossi said to him, don't do that, you're putting yourself in sakana. Amalei said to him, who michel bina? That person, referring to himself, about God, I need to be tovo. I want to eat. Michel bina, I want to eat, and I can't eat without being tovo. I'm a Thomas Balkari. Amalei said to him, you can eat. Somebody said, you know what, you can eat. So Gavra by Mishti said, the person wants a drink. He goes, I want to drink. Amalei, you should drink. When they go ahead and they came to the port, the dry land. Now he said to him, the reason why I told you that you don't have to be, you can eat and drink without going to the Tobel in the Yam, because it's sakana to do what you're doing, hanging on the boat, going into the sea. You can drown. So that's why I said it wasn't mechuyev to do that. But now that you're here, that you're on dry land, now I'm telling you, now you can't eat anything or drink anything anymore until you be tovel until you go be tovel. In other words, so he wasn't saying, like you said earlier, that it's tumas kari, and I can't do anything. You over tumas kari. That there's no din tumas kari. It wasn't what he's saying. He was saying I wanted to go in because I have to make a bracha. I want to eat. I have to make a bracha. In order to make a bracha, I can't. As you mentioned last time, you can't make a bracha if you were Thomas Carey. So Mela, it's a litom klumach because vitovo. So he said, no, so I was Mekel and told you, therefore you gotta go ahead and do that because it's a sakana, that much you're not makhuy to put in sakana. But now they were there, now you can go ahead that was the idea of the head to here. In other words, he thought that he has to be told, not because the eating is drinking per se, but that he has to make a bracha, and you can't make a bracha without tefillah, as we had the other day. But now they told us, I said, no, you don't have to put yourself in sakana for that. But now that you're here, taka, you can't eat or drink without making a bracha, and since you're a bracha, you can't do when you're tumas keri, and now you have a mokum when you could do tefillah, therefore you have to go in and to be tovel. That's what he told him. Says the Gemara. Gemara says that the Gemara gives a ma'isa. I'm Rav Yanai. Shemati shemakilu makmirim bo. I heard that there's some people who are makel and as Takara says, and there's some people that are makmir. Kol makmir yomim tovim. Whoever is marich, go ahead be zoche to arichas yomim. There are those who are makel and are marich, and those who are makmir would be considered arichas yomim. Gemara says, what does that mean? Makil bo, how you makel v'chomra? Makil bo lichotz mayim shuvim. You makel to go into it by going into mayim shuvim. That you're going into mayim shuvim, and not into mayim shuvim, go into water that's drawn, and you're not going into to a regular mikvah. That's a kula. We call makil yom tov. Whoever's makmir and there's michmim and lipo mayim chamim, to go into actual mayim chamim, to regular spring water, not to go into mayim she'uvim. That is the halacha. Again, doesn't mean just spring water. It means any type of water that you mikveh that comes from rainwater. Anything itself is considered a regular kasher rukah for a woman that's a nida. That's a chumra, to a regular tefillah, and that's what would be considered the proper way. That's the chumra shabbat. So the kula shabbat is those who are mekel just to have just some tisha kabin on them, or just to have not the mayim she'uvim, which is pasul for a regular mikvah, but those who are machmir to have a rektul in a regular mikvah. We still have on the bait the new Mishnah, but it's talking about Bakari Batfila, which continues through tomorrow's daf, so we'll continue Be'er Hashem tomorrow with the Mishnah over here.